Hello, friends. It's time for the News Talk 94.9 WSJM Morning Announcements with yours truly, Jim Gifford, and my partner in crime, Spencer Rivers. Brought to you by the good people at Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. And there is a good chance that you have walked through a special light door when you go into a local restaurant or visit a school or a store or walk into a manufacturing plant. So thank you to Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor and enjoy your morning announcements.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's 11 after 6 o'clock. News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice.
You cold as ice over there this morning, Spence?
I was when I was outside. But it's a little getting warming up in here now. It was cold in here when I walked in.
Thawing out a little bit, are you?
Yeah.
I saw some plenty of people out blowing of the snow and stuff and shoveling yesterday. Virtually all of them had frozen faces.
I had frozen fingers yesterday.
Yeah, were you shoveling yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
I fired up the snowblower early yesterday because I had to go out in that stuff for about 7 hours. It was brisk, and we're not getting a break anytime soon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Extended forecast has highs in the teens and lows down around zero for most of the rest of the week. So, how about that?
Glad you got that new furnace, eh?
I'm glad I have a garage. I've told you about the difference in temperature between outside and inside.
Mm-hmm.
When I got in the car this morning, the automotive thermometer registered 23. Mm-hmm. By the time I was down to the end of the road, it was 8.
Wow.
So, it do make a difference. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Vern. Did yours start up all right this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Battery strong?
Yep.
All good to go?
No problems at all.
Well, here we are on the 8th day of February in 2020. By the way, in case you missed it, yesterday, Governor Whitmer declared February 7th, yesterday, TV Furniture and Appliance Tip-Over Prevention Awareness Day.
Okay. All right.
We seem to be getting pretty specific on the... on these days, are we not?
Yeah.
What the? TV Furniture and Appliance Tip-Over Prevention Awareness Day.
Hmm. So,
hopefully nothing tipped over on you yesterday.
No,
and if it did, at least I hope you were aware of it. So, tomorrow, by the way, is Don't Trip Over That Bunched-Up Throw Rug Day. We'll get an official proclamation and we'll put a copy of it up on the website. All right?
That's funny.
Anyway, as I said, I was out in it yesterday for almost 7 hours, and man, it was cold. We got another 6 inches or so at the house.
7 hours to blowing snow?
No. I was working yesterday.
Oh.
After the snow blowing.
On a Sunday?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We worked for Amazon on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It was pretty quiet out there. Not too many people out and active. Although I was in New Buffalo for a bit, and had a real nice sledding hill down there, and there were a few kids out. They all looked like that kid from Christmas Story, the one with the snowsuit on that he couldn't even move.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long they were out there. I'm guessing it wasn't real long.
Mm.
Because, my goodness, it's just brutal. So we do, and or should maybe, take just a moment to face to the west and say thanks to good old Lake Michigan. Because saw an article over the weekend talking about how, at least up until the last couple of days, unfrozen Lake Michigan is having a relatively powerful effect on the temperatures here in this part of the world. The current satellite picture at that time was estimating surface water in the lake between 35 and 40 degrees. And since that's such a huge surface area there, and with the water as warm as 40, it has a pretty significant effect on land temperatures here in Michigan.
Mm.
And they showed This being truly effective here during this Arctic blast now that's invading the Great Lakes. And while we are dropping down to around zero at night and that kind of stuff, they're getting to 20 below on the other side of the lake in Wisconsin. Because they don't have the big lake protecting them the way. With the winds coming out of the west and northwest, they're coming right down from Canada. And we used to call that an Alberta Clipper at one point. Yeah. Uh-huh. Do we still do that, or does it have a new name?
I haven't heard that in a while.
I haven't either. Just now that we're naming winter storms and everything, I guess that's not the thing anymore. So anyway, while we're looking at zero and shivering in that, on the other unprotected side of the lake, they're looking at 20 below zero.
Yikes.
So now we should mention going forward here that the lake can, though, have a negative effect on us for an early spring because, then it's frozen over And while Wisconsin could warm up to 60 degrees on a warm day, the lake will keep us down near 40.
Hmm.
So, turnabout is fair play.
Yeah, I'd take 40 right now.
Me too. Come on, 40. Well, if you add two with the negative, if you add like Thursday and Friday together, you might get 40. But yeah, extended forecast, 17 today, 5 tonight, 18 tomorrow. Minus 2 tomorrow night, Wednesday up to 15, Thursday up to 20.
Hmm.
So keep them pipes trickling if you've got pipe issues at the house.
Did you have a chance to look at your car batteries, how old it was?
I forgot.
Oh, okay.
It started fine over the weekend, no struggling or anything. Hmm. Although the last time my battery went out there, it didn't go through that phase where, it's just nothing. And I don't know if the newer cars were like that. It just clicked and it was, I had nothing. So, I don't know. We'll see. Fingers crossed, Fingers crossed. So, we had, before we get to our Super Bowl recap here, just a couple of notable losses over the weekend on the celebrity front here. Christopher Plummer died over the weekend. He was 90-something, 91.
91, I think.
Something like that. You may remember him as Captain Von Trapp from The Sound of Music.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I read several stories over the weekend that suggested that he hated that role. He just, or he didn't like the notoriety that came with it, or a combination of the two. He was not particularly proud of it for some reason, but boy, it pretty much launched his career. So, and he's been working ever since. He been working right almost right up till he died.
He was in one of the Star Trek movies too.
Huh? Yeah, and he's been involved in a number of projects recently. So, and then we also lost former Secretary of State George Shultz, who was 100 years old. And you may remember him as Secretary of State under Ronald Reagan back in the day. So there is that. So then there was the Super Bowl. Yeah. Did you watch any?
Yeah, I watched half of it, I guess.
I watched through the third quarter there. I had it on during the pregame show, but I didn't really care much about it, and I didn't really watch it. It was just kind of on while I was doing some other things.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was sponsored. Everybody was doing commercials. I mean, all the announcers, everybody, it's like he couldn't tell where the show ended and the commercials began, and maybe that was part of the idea there. But I'm not sure. I think I saw Miley Cyrus performing on stage at some concert there.
Did you?
I couldn't figure out if it was recorded ahead of time, but then, I looked up and saw that the drummer had a mask on, so I thought, well, it must be current. But when they did some side shots on the stage there, you could see part of the audience, and my God, it just looked like there were tons of people out there without any sense of there being a pandemic or any kind of, social distancing or anything like that. They didn't show any close-ups of the crowd, but you saw them in a couple of shots when the camera was at the side of the stage. And I thought, well, this, well, of course, it is Florida, and they just don't seem to care all that much about it down there. And then I saw, when I saw the first shots inside the stadium at about game time, I thought, holy moly, I thought they were going to, you know, reduce the capacity, but it looked full. But then I got a closer look and saw that a goodly number of those people were cardboard cutouts.
That's what we use here for our studio audience most of the time.
Exactly. So, and then I heard later that people were able to plunk down $100 to have a cardboard cutout of themselves in the stands. Mm. And that kind of into a drawing for, I think, some sort of a Super Bowl package for next year when it's in Los Angeles. Mm. So they had a chance to win something. I assume that a good amount of that money went to some charity as well. But when I first saw it, I thought, what? There is no social distancing going on here. Some close-ups of the crowd later showed that there were, you know, people in groups, family members, I would assume, and that sort of thing. Everybody was masked, but it did look very full in the stadium mm-hmm. from afar because of all of the cardboard cutouts.
I think so that's going to go down as that Super Bowl did not live up to the hype.
I think you could probably justify that. Absolutely. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes just nothing. But I think what the Chiefs found out is what the Packers found out before them is that that defense, that Tampa defense, is a lot better than people have given it credit for. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, there's old man Brady doing his old man Brady stuff. You know,
with all that you've done, where does this rank? Is this the crowning achievement?
I'm not putting any, making any comparisons. Being down here and experiencing it with this group of guys is, every year is amazing. And this team is world champions forever. You can't take it away from us, so.
Yeah, woo-hoo, yay.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you all.
You're welcome. He had hooked up a couple of times with his old buddy, Rob Gronkowski.
Here's Brady's pass. It's Gronkowski back again. The biggest tandem for touchdowns now in postseason history. The old Patriot teammates reunite in the Super Bowl for a score.
This is just going to fuel the discussion amongst the sports talking heads about whether all of that success in New England was about Tom Brady or about Bill Belichick, you know. Mm-hmm. And it will certainly add some fuel to the fire that it is all about Tom Brady. Because he won without Belichick, but Belichick hasn't won without him. So, you know, there is that. And, you know, certainly the combination of the two of them is certainly what brought all that success to New England. I don't know. Beyond that, what did we have here? We had...
did you see that event delay in your email there?
I did not, no. Okay. I haven't looked at email for a couple of minutes. Who did we delay?
We have a two-hour delay for Water Relief Public Schools.
All right. That's the only one we got cooking this morning.
Yep.
So, all right. If you're in Water Relief, you go in 2 hours later than you might have expected. So beyond that, the game itself, I thought was pretty exciting and kind of just kind of neat to actually have some sort of a sense of return to normalcy. Hey, we're watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That goal line stand by the Kansas City defense early on was pretty exciting. We'll get to the ads in the halftime when we come back in page two here, but lots of celebrities in those ads, and I don't know.
Should I be embarrassed that I had no idea who the halftime that weekend? I never.
No. Okay. I know who he is, and I've heard his music. You and I are way out of the demo there.
Yeah.
I did kind of question whether he had, enough chops, really, to pull off something like that by himself. And, you know, so again, since we're out of the demo, we probably don't get it very much. But I thought, all in all, it was a pretty good show. I had chili and Oreos. That was my Super Bowl party.
Wife made brats and tater tots.
Nice. 6:25. Everybody else is going to try to make a go of it under a regular, I was going to say normal, but it's not normal, regular circumstances as best we can today.
You're as cold as ice.
Yeah, okay, we can get the picture here. It's cold outside. It's 6:41. Jim Gifford and Spencer Rivers, News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM. Page two of your morning announcements today. We're still talking a little bit about the Super Bowl last night. As per, well, I don't know, tradition, I guess. Attention being paid to the various commercials that played during the show and halftime. Halftime was presented by who? Pepsi again, I think.
Probably.
I think they were the guys on that. I don't know. The weekend, again, Spence and I are just a little confused about all that whole thing. Apparently, it's the first time that a Canadian has headlined.
Oh, yeah.
American Super Bowl, so that going for him. I did, part of it was pretty cool. I thought the whole, where he had his dance troupe spread out over the entire field, that was pretty cool. That whole, early on, that funhouse, House of Mirrors thing almost got you sick. Yikes, what's going on here?
I may have gone through Walmart at
Yeah, that's possible. So beyond that, attention. We were talking, I think, Friday before this whole thing about how the Super Bowl ads just don't have the same impact or cultural thing that they used to have. The only thing I can figure is that we are just inundated with commercials anymore on everything and anything that we do. It's just not that big a deal anymore. Just
one thing I did like is I didn't see any prescription medicine commercials during the Super Bowl.
I had that thought this morning in one of our early morning radio commercials. They were talking about people having diarrhea. is this whole nation suffering from diarrhea?
Well, you know, as we talked before, that is a hereditary problem, hereditary disease, if you want to call it that.
My goodness.
Runs in your genes.
Yes, I'm aware of that. We can only hope for a future in which we all have normal bowel movements. So, yes, you're right. For whatever reason, the drug companies stay out of the Super Bowl. Because apparently they've spent all their money on the evening news.
Yeah.
Because you see them nonstop in there. But one thing I did notice is a lot of celebrities in commercials over the course of the Super Bowl ads. I mean, there's Mila Kunis and her husband in the Cheetos commercial. There was Ashton Kutcher, and there was
that's who that was.
Who was the Matthew McConaughey? Flat Matthew in the 3D Doritos commercial. Yeah. That kind of fell flat in my mind. And I have not seen those things in real life, but just what I saw on TV, it just made me think of Bugles.
Oh, yeah, Bugles. remember those.
I don't know if they're still being made or not. But so Amy Schumer played a fairy godmother in a Hellman's mayonnaise spot. Nick Jonas was on there. He was talking about something that apparently he deals with, which is diabetes and some new phone app so that you don't prick your finger anymore and do that sort of stuff. John Travolta was in the Scott's Miracle-Gro ad, and Mike Myers and Dana Carvey resurrected Wayne's World for an Uber Eats ad. So, I mean, there were celebrities out the wazoo, and that sounds painful. I didn't see the Dolly Parton 5 to 9 one. She did a version of 9 to 5. I did get a kick out of the Will Ferrell General Motors ad in that whole, "Hey, Norway, we're coming for you." after, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
When he revealed that Norway has more electric vehicles per capita than we do.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was relatively humorous. And I also thought it was kind of cool if that car that was featured in there is an actual, you know, potential production car on down the road. That looked pretty sweet.
That was Cadillac.
Yeah. Yeah, that looked pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. So I was intrigued by some of those. But again, they just and maybe we again don't or have moved out of the targeted demo on a lot of this. I don't know, but I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on whether or not you cared about any of the commercials?
No, they did play. I don't know if it was during the game or before, but they played that one. Scoop here, you know, that one with the tag team with the ice cream and
Scoop, there it is.
Yeah, that one I thought
that still makes me giggle.
Oh, yeah,
every time. And it's just the actors that they have in there are just perfect. Mm-hmm. That woman's expression when when tag team shows up in her kitchen.
Yeah.
And at the end, the one guy goes, just sprinkles.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's very well done.
Yeah, that cracks me up. There's starting to be, I'm kind of getting a kick out of a new one with Progressive 2 in the laundromat, where the two young people, you know, their eyes meet and they're going to apparently, you know, come to know each other, and then Flo steps in the middle.
Yeah.
I found that relatively humorous,
that's pretty
too.
Fun.
Now, the most poignant, I thought, commercial was by Jeep and featured Bruce Springsteen. And it's basically a message of unity and coming together and the relative sanity of living in the middle. I'm going to play it for you because I think even without the video, I think it's pretty significant, I think. It's Springsteen for Jeep.
There's a chapel in Kansas standing on the exact center of the lower 48. It never closes. All are more than welcome to come meet here in the middle. It's no secret. The middle has been a hard place to get to lately. Between red and blue, between servant and citizen, between our freedom and our fear. Now, fear has never been the best of who we are. And as for freedom, it's not the property of just the fortunate few. It belongs to us all. Whoever you are, wherever you're from, it's what connects us. And we need that connection. We need the middle. We just have to remember the very soil we stand on is common ground. So we can get there. We can make it to the mountaintop, through the desert, and we will cross this divide. Our light has always found its way through the darkness, and there's hope on the road up ahead.
So, Jeep and Bruce Springsteen coming together to try to promote some sort of a sense of unity and coming together after a rather fractious segment of American history here. So we'll see if we can actually do that. I've heard way too many partisan types, yammering heads on TV and radio and other cynics and critics just say, well, if you're in the middle, you don't stand for anything. You don't, you know, and I think, well, okay, you're wrong, because I think the middle stands for unity and sanity and reason. And I think if you take off your extreme left T-shirt and your extreme right baseball cap and at least come to terms with or at least attempt to denounce the notion that compromise is a dirty word, we might actually get somewhere. But that's just wishful thinking, I'm afraid.
Do we have time for a reminder this
morning? No, we don't have time for anything.
Okay.
I'm kidding. What are we reminding people of?
Well, a woman, a woman in Louisiana went viral over the weekend after she posted an Instagram video about how she used Gorilla Glue spray on her hair instead of hairspray, and her hair hasn't moved in a month. She wound up going to the hospital for help on Saturday, so don't use Gorilla Glue spray on your hair.
Seems like a reasonable warning.
Wonder why she'd do that.
Drunk or still asleep or both. I'll keep that in mind. Keep the Gorilla Glue away from the hairspray.
Do you have plans for Valentine's Day? Did you make any yet?
No.
Okay. A sewage plant in Brooklyn, New York is selling tickets for virtual tours on Valentine's Day for just $5. You and your significant other can experience what it's like inside a sewage treatment plant without ever leaving your home.
Is that just supposed to make you feel like your life isn't as crappy as you thought it was?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think I'd heard about that before. I think they've done this before. But
yeah, this year it's virtual.
I still don't understand what it's about, but... don't have any at this point any plans for Sunday. So if what we've been doing here in Michigan and probably will do more of on Sunday is drinking. Michigan is apparently full of heavy drinkers this past year. New survey data out. Many of us stayed home binge-watching shows and movies with a drink in hand, and I might not know really the exact reason that so many drinks are being down, but the average Michigander consumed nearly 1,000 alcoholic drinks in 2020. That comes out to about 18 per week. So if you're leaving an off Sunday, that's 3 a day.
I didn't drink all weekend.
That exceeds heavy drinking as defined by the CDC. So we've become heavy drinkers. Yeah, I didn't have anything yesterday either. So I had some root beer.
I had two cups of hot chocolate yesterday. That was the highlight of my
You are drinking. A wild man. You are a wild man. Back to advertising for just a second here. One thing I have noticed here outside of the Super Bowl is I'm being inundated with mask ads of late on social media, in email, one after another. Buy these masks. These are the best masks. These are new. Here's the great N95. And then we're being assaulted on TV and radio with ads for online sports betting.
Oh, holy yes. Moly. My goodness.
You don't think they're going to be making a ton of money in that?
Yikes.
The amount of money they're pouring into getting you started?
Wow.
Free this, free that, guaranteed winners, put down a buck, win 100. Holy mackerel. Yeah. They are serious about getting you on their site. So.
I don't have the guts to do that.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope, Spence.